This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy days to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Yes, it's about time. There's a new program on here. We're not going to repeat some older stuff. I'll tell you, I've just been so busy here at the radio station and at the church, I've neglected my keeping up with the odd program here during the week that's not from one of the sermons out of the sermon series at church, no matter what that may be. Lately, for the last couple months, we've been looking at what will be the signs of your coming and at the end of the age. And here it is. That's what we're going to look at again today. And we're going to pick it up where we left off. We left off last time looking at the parable of the fig tree. At least that was the last time something out of this series played. This weekend at church, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We'd love to see you. We're in the second church in a series of seven churches. This one has gone down in history with the name the Persecuted Church. It's the church at Smyrna. And the Lord is dictating a letter to the Apostle John to take to the messenger, Greek word angelos. I would say incorrectly translated as angel. John's not supposed to bring a letter to an angel. He's supposed, because that word angelos means other things too. It means messenger. When you put you in front of it, E-U, you angelos. E-U means good. Good message. That's where our English word gospel comes from. Or that's where the word evangelist, the U turns into V, evangelist comes from. A bringer of good news. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ is dictating a letter to the Apostle John. Now, at the time, Smyrna was under terrible persecution. About 50 years after this letter, they still were under persecution, and they were led by a man named Polycarp, famous brother in the faith who died in the faith. Let's say it that way. We'll be looking more about him this Sunday morning. If you miss it, look for the podcast here starting on Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you'll hear that sermon I'll be preaching this Sunday morning at 10:30. But if you're looking for a church home, if you like the book of Revelation, if you're fascinated by that, if you're wondering whether or not we're living in the end times, I invite you to come by and visit Sunday morning at 10:30. We would love to see you. In the meantime, what'll be the signs of your coming? What'll be the signs, Lord, of the end of the age? These are the questions that were asked him, which you can read about in Matthew chapter 24. You also can read about in two different chapters in the Gospel of Luke. We just got through that. Actually, this Wednesday will be our last look at the Gospel of Luke at church on Wednesday night. But it's chapters 17 and 21 in the Gospel of Luke. The confusing thing for some people that don't rightly divide the word of truth is that some of that question in Luke has already happened. When will one stone not be left upon another? That has already happened, 70 AD. But what will be the sign of your return? What will be the signs of the end of the age? Hello, look around. That hasn't happened yet. So at Luke 17 and 21, here we're in Matthew, And we're going to take a look at Luke here just for a minute, because Luke's going to add one other thing the Lord said. Why? Because these are talking about two different places and two different discourses. One, when you read in Luke, was taken from the temple. This here was taken from a discourse on the Mount of Olives, about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. We've been looking, what'll be the signs of your coming? What'll be the signs of the end of the world? For those of you that missed that, well, let's move on here today. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in various places, famines, pestilences. Now, the skeptic says, well, those things have always been going on. At least war, there's always been war. That is true. And what sets this age apart from any other? I've got an answer to that, friend. And that is what the Lord said at the end of this, when you read it in, I think it's Luke, it says, when you see all of these things, then recognize my return is near, that I'm even at the door. That's the key to understanding this. Not a time when there's wars, or when there's the famines, or there's an earthquake. But when you see all of these things simultaneously going on the earth at the same time, then recognize that Jesus Christ is standing at the door and he's coming back soon. Wars, rumors of wars. Nation, that is ethnic group, not nation. The Greek word is ethnos. Ethnos will rise up against ethnos. And there'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. These are the beginning of birth pain. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by everyone on account of my name's sake. And then many will be offended. That's right out of today's newspaper, isn't it? Every one of these things is going on right now at the same time. But Matthew 24:10, and then many will be offended. That's the buzzword of the day, isn't it? Oh, everyone's offended out here today. Everyone. It's against the law to offend anyone anymore. Well, Jesus says that this is how you'll know his return is near, when everyone's offended. That's how you'll know. You can't say this was going on in 1920 or 1850 or some other year, that everyone is offended. It takes the age of political correctness to be in operation for everyone to be offended. And that's the buzzword of the day. That's what we're living in right now. And Jesus says that's as much of a sign as anything else out here, when everyone out here is offended all the time. And they will betray one another. The rest of verse 10. And everyone's going to hate one another. And then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. There's verse number 2. If you could put your thumb and feel the pulse of what's going on in this country, it would be those two obscure things. Virtually obscure. As the greatest signs today, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon, friend. Number 1, everyone out here is going to be offended. Did you know that was in the Bible? One of the greatest signs for you to know that Jesus Christ is coming back soon is when you look around and everyone is going to be offended. Number 2, because iniquity or lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. That speaks for itself, doesn't it? Because of all the evil out here, good people are going to stop doing things for other people because of all the evil out here. Don't you get sick and tired of all the evil? Maybe sometimes you see someone broken down on the side of the road and you don't stop anymore because you hear about the scams that are going on. When you stop, they rob you. Or when someone bumps you in your car to get you to pull over so that they can rape you or rob you or steal your car. You see, because iniquity will increase, the love of many will wax cold. Those two, if you can just feel the pulse, it would be in those right there. These are the signs that Jesus gives so that you will know his return is near. Then actually, he's going to end it right there. That's but the last thing that he says. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. Now let's end it. He ends it there. Verse 15, when he says, therefore, when you see, he's not going in order anymore. Now he's rehashing what he's already talked about. Now he's giving you the next mile marker to look for. Verse 15, it says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let him who reads, let him understand. There's your next mile marker, friend, your next land buoy that you're looking for. The abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about standing in the holy place. There's another mile marker and land buoy right there. And that is, I'd imagine, we're going to see a rebuilt temple coming up soon. The Apostle Paul talks about it too. He says on the, about the Antichrist, he's going to sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is one of the next things I'm looking for. My Lord hasn't said anything yet about whisking me away. He's given me signs to look for, and that's what I'm doing. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, then let him in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him as on his housetop not go down to get anything out of his house. You know, I see we're not going to get to what I wanted to talk about here. I wanted to talk about the days of Noah. We're going to have to leave that here for our next program. But I encourage you to go read through this, Matthew 24. Since I got two more minutes, again, this is the next thing that we're looking for, and that is this rebuilt temple. I don't think it'll take him that long to build. So then he tells everyone to flee. Let him who's in the field not go back to get his clothes. Woe to those that are with child. Pray your flight may not be in winter or in the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has never been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days were shortened, then no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Then he says, behold, I have told you everything in advance. That is, he's given us everything. It's like tomorrow's newspaper. It's like going to the track with all the winners. You got tomorrow's newspaper. Win, place, and show for every race. That's what Bible prophecy is. So that you will know ultimately Jesus Christ is Lord. Because we read in the book of Revelation, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. There's prophecy in the Bible to prove to you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that by believing in him, you too can have salvation and eternal life by believing and receiving Jesus Christ. That's why there's prophecy. That's what sets this book apart from everything else. And in prophecy, the Lord Jesus shows you everything that's going to happen. The next thing we're looking for is a rebuilt temple. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us.